dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
All right, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Friday. That means our regular Friday features are beginning. We start with you, big dummy. This is when we read real news stories about real people who do real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Tom and I will vote, and then you guys can call in, and the first person through at 312-981-7200 will be our third vote. Let's get going. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy one. A woman wanted by police is behind bars after revealing her whereabouts in an online spat with the force's Facebook page. Chloe Jones, 23, of Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, was added to the Greene County Sheriff's Office top 10 wanted list last month after she failed to appear in court in connection with an assault charge. After spotting herself on the list in a Facebook post as officers hunted her, Jones commented, "Do you guys do pickup or delivery?" Her message was followed by four crying and laughter crying with laughter emojis. Jones then became embroiled in an argument in the comment section over why she hadn't shown up in court in the first place, defending herself against Facebook users who accused her of immaturity. "There's nothing funny about seeing yourself on wanted poster. It's embarrassing," one person wrote. "Turn yourself in, be responsible. It's not too late to turn your life around." Jones replied to the public page that she hadn't made it to court because she had been in Ruby Memorial Hospital in Morgantown, West Virginia at the time. The fugitive added that she posted her initial comment from there. Jones was then arrested at a residence in Morgantown earlier this week.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy. You bigger dummy than my dummy.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. A Wisconsin man and his mother face multiple charges after an incident at a local Walmart that involved nudity, theft, and karate. Eau Claire officers responded to the big box store just before 8:30 p.m. Wednesday after getting a call about a woman and her dog stealing items from the store. When officers arrived at the Walmart, they found 46-year-old Lisa Smith screaming at the entrance and trying to catch her dog, Bo, police say. The woman's son, 25-year-old Benny Van, was also allegedly contributing to the chaos. The police said in a news release that said, in trying to figure out what happened, officers learned Smith had come into the Walmart and unleashed her dog, Bo. While Bo ran up to customers, Smith erratically started pulling apart store displays and placing them in her cart. She was asked to leave by staff and left the store to perform karate moves in the parking lot. In the meantime, Bo got a box of Jiffy cornbread muffin mix and tried to leave the store. What? Smith was arrested and fought with officers. She also attempted to kick out the window of the squad car. While this was occurring, Van had made his way to the back of the store and removed all of his clothing, exposing himself to other customers. Van retrieved new clothing from the racks, but did not attempt to purchase these items. When officers approached Van, he refused to stop and attempted to run over an officer with his scooter. Officers physically stopped the scooter and arrested Van. Smith charges of disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and misdemeanor bail jumping. Her son was arrested for lewd and lascivious behavior, disorderly conduct, and retail theft. Police managed to catch Bo and brought him to the Humane Association. The dog was not charged. Oh, God. But he took cornbread mix. He took a box of cornbread mix.
Dummy! Get lost, dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. An Indiana man. I know this one. I've heard this. The late night dudes have had a field day with this story. The late night TV hosts. An Indiana man is suing his parents for getting rid of his vast pornography collection, which he estimates is worth $29,000. The 40-year-old man last week filed a suit in federal court in Michigan, where he moved in with his parents in 2016 following a divorce. God. He said, I wonder why he got divorced. Do you think there might be a reason why he got divorced? You think $29,000 worth of porn might be a reason? He says that when he moved out 10 months later, they delivered his things to his new home in Muncie, Indiana, but that his 12 boxes of pornographic films and magazines were missing. His parents admit they dumped the porn, which included titles such titles as Frisky Business and Big Bad Grannies. The man filed a complaint with police, but the Ottawa County prosecutor declined to press charges. The lawsuit includes an email excerpt from the man's father, who told his son, I did you a big favor by getting rid of all that stuff. The man is seeking triple financial damages of roughly $87,000.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy, but after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
You think Frisky Business is on Netflix? I'd like to see that one. Big Bad Grannies.
Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Come on. Amid the robbers, thieves, burglars, and other crooks who faced Miami-Dade Circuit Court Judge Renatha Francis Tuesday morning, Gianni Sosa's crime stood out. The 18-year-old Southridge Senior High School student had spent the night in the lockup for performing a famous wrestling move known as the RKO on a life-size plastic alligator in an artificial tropical pond at the Kendall Mall. He had a friend record his antics and posted it on social media himself. Shoppers in the video appear to be amused. Management at the falls, where the shops are built around lush tropical displays, were not. Sosa was charged with criminal mischief, a potential felony, because the Miami-Dade police report claims that the plastic gator suffered about $3,690 in damage, well above the 1,000 misdemeanor cutoff. In the video, the gator appears undamaged aside from being wet and left floating upside down. Prosecutors admitted in the court that the estimate may be excessive. Sosa's court appearance was actually his second in less than a week. An attempt to put the same RKO wrestling maneuver, popularized by WWE pro wrestler Randy Orton, on Sosa's principal at Southridge, also captured on cell phone video, landed the teen before the same judge last week. Rolling her eyes in disbelief, Francis looked at Sosa and said, "Oh, you're back." To be fair, the RKO is a really cool move. Now, you've seen the videos online where they insert Randy Orton RKOing everything. Outstanding.
Watch out, watch out, watch out!
Yeah, exactly. Oh, good Lord, it's Jim Ross.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
Dummy number five, dummy number five, dummy five, dummy. After a knee injury, Klaus Jorstad of Alta, Norway, invested in a Marius stool from IKEA to sit on while he showered. But that plan backfired big time. While sitting on the chair during a recent rinse, one of Jorstad's testicles got stuck in a hole in the seat, and when the hot water caused them to expand... Sitting there and noticing the accident, I bent down to see what happened. I realized the little nutter got stuck, he told the Daily Mail. He sat there so long, in fact, that the water turned cold. However, Jorstadt thinks the freezing water was actually a saving grace. You see, the temperature drop caused the testicle to shrink again, which allowed him to safely free the little guy. But after the incident, he decided to warn others about the experience by taking to Facebook and alerting IKEA in a post that has since gone viral. IKEA's response? Hey, Klaus, we recommend that you take the stool out of the shower or that you sit on it in the right uniform and in the right setting, a staffer posted in Facebook. If you choose to keep it in the shower, make sure that you're well-dressed for your next sea excursion. So Jorstadt did what he should have done from the beginning. He covered the stool with a washcloth, and the problem was solved.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy. And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
That one was so important, Fred had to say it twice. All right, we have to break here for weather and some commercials, and then when we come back, we have to vote. And when I after I do the recap, first person through at 312-981 will be the deciding vote, or not the deciding vote, but the third vote, which might be the deciding vote, on who is Dummy of the Week. That's all coming up right after we take a break. Here is your weather from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. For today, a lakeshore flood advisory is in effect through 1 a.m. on Saturday. Cloudy early with a chance of a few light morning showers. It'll be cool with a high of 52, wind chills in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, high of 64. At night, we'll get down to a mid-40s for low. For Easter Sunday, partly cloudy, windy, warm temperatures, high in the mid-70s, down to a low at night of 50. Monday, a chance of morning showers, better chance of rain in the afternoon, and thunderstorms are possible. The cold front in the area could produce large temperature differences from north to south. And then for Tuesday, cooler with a high in the upper 50s, a low of 47. It is currently 42 degrees at O'Hare, 42 at Midway, 40 at the lakefront. Okay, we're going to break here. And when we come back, we'll vote on who is the biggest dummy right here on WGN. Hey, you want to see Tom Skilling live in concert? Come on out to WGN-TV's White Sox Weather Day on May 14th. Then watch the Sox play the Indians. Tickets available at whitesox.com/WGN. All right. Well, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And all of our regular features have begun for our Friday morning, and we will end it with Fly Jams Friday. Luscious Hushes is going to be at the wheel, so get your requests in now. Anything funky, anything R&B, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. But we have to do our voting for You Big Dummy. All right. So we got to do our voting right here, and it's a strong week. It's a strong, dumb week. So here's the recap. And again, first person through at 312-981-7200 will be our third vote. All right, we got the dummy fugitive who revealed her whereabouts by taunting the police on Facebook. We have the Indiana mother and son dummies who terrorized a Walmart with their dog. We have the dummy who sued his parents over throwing out his porn collection. We have the dummy teen who RKO'd a fake alligator and tried to RKO his principal. We have the dummy who got his testicle trapped in an IKEA stool. This is a strong week of dummies. These people are all dumb. All right. Tom, what's your thought process here?
All right. I initially wanted to give it to the girl who gave away her location to police on Facebook.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm going to go with the guy who RKO'd a plastic alligator in a mall after he already tried to RKO his principal.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I just don't know why you would try to commit the same crime twice.
And film it.
And film it.
Yeah.
And just give it away to everybody. It's insane.
I saw the footage of the alligator. The RKOing.
It's funny.
It's absolutely hilarious.
Like, hats off to that kid.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely hilarious. Yeah, that's strong. You know, the guy who sued his parents for throwing out his porn collection is also kind of a special one that I thought was very, very funny. And it's hard for me to believe that a guy would have $29,000 worth of porn. Does he not have the internet? I mean, you know, you don't have to pay $29,000 for...
No.
Just, I mean...
I mean, there are hot singles in your area.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what they're all telling me.
I also have to say that the story about the Indiana Walmart is fantastic.
I mean, it's peak. That's peak Walmart.
I mean, it's fantastic. And the dog named Bo who steals the cornbread mix? And then the mother doing karate in the parking lot, you know? And the son naked, running around naked and then putting on clothes and not paying for them?
It's beautiful.
That's Walmart, baby. That's America. Yeah. So we're gonna get a third vote here, but we already have a winner because I'm going with the RKO kid.
Oh yeah.
Because that footage is unbelievably funny.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I'm a big wrestling fan. I'm a big wrestling fan.
Exactly.
And I love Randy Orton's finishing move. It's fantastic. I mean, it's. You know, it's a DDT. It's gone by 900 different names, mm-hmm. but his version of it is the RKO.
Love the RKO.
But and it's also because there's these viral videos that have gone around where Randy Orton comes in and not pile drives, he RKOs somebody and you got big JR's. Oh my God, he's broken in half. You know that whole thing. So we got it goes to the dummy team with the RKO and the alligator and the principal. But let's have Bob vote. Bob, who would you vote for in this situation?
Well, I feel like it's, a moot point at this time. But my vote actually would be what my mother always told me. If you ever get your testicles in a bind, it's your own fault. And
so you'd go with the guy from Norway who got his testicles stuck in the stool.
Yeah, and it kind of comes from, sad to say, personal experience. When I was like 12, I fell out of a tree onto a barbed wire fence.
Oh, that's so thinking, geez, good Lord.
So I'm thinking, you know,
yeah.
I've got some.
Yeah. All right. Okay, Bob, thanks for sharing. I'm glad everybody's having breakfast right now, if you enjoyed that. Every guy, when he told that story, fell out of a tree onto a barbed wire fence, just went, oh!
Yeah. Well, the worst part is that I'm having grape nuts.
Oh, wait a minute, man. Hold on.
All right.
Got my big cup of Henny Youngman juice.
You are drinking your Henny Youngman juice, young man. I remember, you ever see Officer and a Gentleman?
Of course.
Okay. That has one of the most effective nut shots in movie history. When Louis Gossett just nails gear. When they're having their little martial arts fight, every single time I see the movie, it's like, oh my God. And of course, you know, like every episode of Jackass, there's like 50 of those.
Well, yeah. that's the main appeal.
Exactly. That's their favorite hobby. Hitting each other in the testicles with whatever they find. All right. Yeah. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, 'cause Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb.
Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
We got time for a couple, a few before we hit the news. And this is straight out of context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7, and you should because it's the best radio station in the world. I listen 24/7 whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context. Sounds a little dirty, a little double entendre-like. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, and we play them back every Friday. All right, Tom, what do we got?
All right, first off, we got Lou Manfredini caught by Brian.
You haven't pulled that unit out yet. I've got some tips.
He's so helpful. He's such a handy guy.
He is, man. He is. He is. And again, I always like to remind that our old friend Esmeralda Leon, every time Lou Manfredini was on Straight Out of Context, she would laugh, and she would be laughing her butt off right now at that one.
That's strong.
Okay, next.
All right, this one's Steve Bertrand caught by Kelly in Elgin.
I just feel good about putting it all in there.
You know, one of the things that I love about this this segment that we do is it really shows what kind of minds my listeners have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, did you hear that? That sounded dirty. I love that. That's one of my favorite elements of this segment. So, okay, what's next?
All right, next the Queen. Or sorry, no, we got another Manfredini here.
Uh-oh.
He's a classic. He got ripped apart this week.
Why would you stick your nose in that?
Who sent that one?
That was Lake Geneva Dan.
Lake Geneva Dan, thank you. Lou Manfredini. All right, let's hear another one here.
All right, Wendy Snyder, as
of course,
every week.
I would always volunteer to do everyone.
She's a sharer, you know?
Yeah. Who sent that one?
So that one is coming from Joel.
Joel. All right. All right, one more before we break.
All right, next one. Tom from Bartlett. And, of course, it's you.
Big guy's sausage. Oh, come on now. All right. We were talking about Italian beef, right? Wasn't that when we were talking about Italian beef?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have more because we have the break for commercial. We got the news. And then after the news, more Straight Out of Context. Then we'll jump into Nick D Show Spies and Fly Jam Friday. All right. News is after this. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping. But when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
Yeah, that's right, everybody. Welcome back. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio. We are 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. It's Friday morning. Yeah, Friday, baby. And so that means our regular Friday features are happening. We'll be having Fly Jams Friday. Viggity, viggity, Vic, verified double V. We'll be running around like a lunatic in the newsroom. I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky, and of course, Luscious Hushes is your DJ this morning.
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
That's right. Get your requests in for Fly Jams Friday at 312-981-7200. All right, we are back with our regular features here, and we were in the middle of Straight Outta Context. Again, this is where you listen to this radio station 24/7, and whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, let's continue, Tom.
All right, got this good one from Wild Bill.
Chubby Wiener.
you knew.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, when you're talking about hot dogs and beefs, they're bound to
happen.
But didn't we say something though yesterday? Didn't I say something like this whole segment is going to be
part eventually.
Of it? Yeah,
yeah.
Because I said wiener like 900 times, you know, during the thing, so it was inevitable that a lot of those choices would be coming from that segment.
Yes, sir.
All right. What's next?
All right. Next is Scott from Carpentersville.
I like colored balls.
Was that Roe?
Yeah, here, I'll play that a little bit again.
I like colored balls.
It's hard to hear over...
I got it over Anna going...
Yeah, shouting about something.
All right. Okay, there you go, Ro. All right, who's next?
All right, next, Fox Valley Mike caught Wendy here.
If someone wants to see me naked, I'd be flattered.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, all right. Jeez. What brought that on?
I think you know what. Just to give it some context, I think they were talking about cameras in Airbnbs.
Oh, okay.
And it's like you know you can't put a camera in the bedroom or the bathroom.
Right. Okay.
All that kind of stuff. All right. So this one's coming to us from Linda.
How's your butt?
Of course, that was Steve Cochran.
Yes, sir.
How's your butt?
Yep.
I don't even know.
Something happened to it.
Whose butt was he asking about?
I think they were talking about a guy who wanted to bike Route 66.
Oh.
Like, not a motorcycle, but like an actual bike, like a bicycle.
Oh, so he was asking that would be hard on your butt.
Yeah, hard on your keister.
Yeah. Okay. Hard on your keister, that was my radio name in college. Yeah! All right. What's next?
All right. Next one is from John in my favorite named city in Indiana, Terre Haute.
Terre Haute.
One of my favorite names for a city.
Who are we listening to?
And this is going to be Wendy.
Wendy again.
$1 million, you go up and down. No dangling.
No dangling.
That's good. All right. Who's next?
All right. Here is Mary Sandberg got caught by Pat McHenry.
Anything you got to stick your hand up in is not a good idea.
Oh, man.
Poor Mary. Sometimes she has the worst ones.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's that's uncomfortable. That's just plain uncomfortable.
And here we go. Actually, back to back, Mary, with a little guest host from Steve Cochran.
How many pumps are you taking?
Maybe 20 or 30.
Or sorry, that's Grzanich.
That was Grzanich. Yeah. All right.
And then finally, this one I found. That was our last listener submitted one. But as I was listening back to these, I found this little gem.
Again, if I could be strapped down where I wouldn't fall off of it.
Wendy. Wendy provides so much material for this segment. All right, keep listening 24/7, everybody. Whenever anybody says something that sounds a little dirty, jot it all down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We'll play them back again next Friday. All right, how about this? What do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody spies. Like
hey. Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody spies.
Like us.
That's right. Our next Friday feature is Nick D Show Spies. That's when you become a spy. Listen 24/7 to this radio station, to everybody on it. Whenever anybody at any time mentions me or the show in any capacity, we want to know about it. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right. What do we got?
All right. Just one spy this week, but a very nice one. It was a listener, a very loyal listener, Jasmine, calling in and looking for you.
Excellent. Yeah.
And while I'm on real quick, tell Nick I say hi.
I will. He's hearing you right now. Jasmine says hi, Nick.
Okay. There you go. Jasmine.
She's so sweet.
She is. She's adorable. And she listens to late night radio. She's a kid and she listens to late night radio, which is I can identify with because that's what I did when I was a kid. Had the radio on all night long. Listen to all of the late night guys. You got your Clark Webbers. I used to listen to Clark Webber, Steve King alone, Steve and Johnny, Eddie Schwartz, all those guys. Late night, overnight radio. Had my radio on and all night long to this radio, other radio station, but you know 99% of the time to this radio station. So, which is why it's so unbelievable that I have that overnight shift on this radio station.
It's wonderful.
It's crazy.
I used to listen to my dad used to tape John Peel shows, and he kept a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And I burned them onto a CD, and I would just listen to the same ones over and over again when I couldn't sleep.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Shall we get funky?
I think it's time.
All right.
On the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. That's right. The late, great Johnny Kemp, everybody. With one of my favorite Fly Jams, maybe the flyest of all Fly Jams. Just got paid. It's Friday night. It is Friday, so that means it's Fly Jams Friday. We got Viggity Viggity Vic, Verified Double V. Just saw him in the newsroom running around like a lunatic because that's what happens to him every Friday morning. I am now Wiki Wiki Nikki, and we, of course, have DJ Luscious Hushus.
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushus, baby.
That's right. And he is taking the requests. So get your requests for Fly Jams, anything funky, anything R&B-like. Anything that falls under the category of fly, we would love to hear from you. The phone lines are open for your requests. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for any fly jam. All right, do we have requests backed up?
Oh, yeah. We've got plenty coming in.
Okay.
Right now, we're hearing from Sam. He wanted to hear a little Cloud Nine by The Temptations.
Oh.
Wasn't very pretty.
See, I was born and raised in the slums of the city. It was a one-room shack that slept in other children beside me. We hardly had enough food or room to sleep. It was hard time. Needed something to eat, my trouble man.
Yeah. That's Fly.
Especially the Temptations.
Yeah, you can't get much flyer than the Temptations. And that's a song. We don't get a lot of requests for that one. We get a lot of requests for Temptation songs, but that one, Cloud Nine, it's a great song. We've had it, obviously, we've had it played on Fly Jams Friday in the past, but it's not a frequent request, that Temptation song. So there you go. Let's do one more before we break.
All right, for sure. This is If I Were Your Woman by Gladys Knight and the Pips, coming to us from Rob.
You'd have no other woman. You'd be weak as a lamb. If you had the strength to walk out that door, my love would overrule my sense, and I'd call you back for more. If I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
if I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
and you were my man.
Yeah, there you go. A little call and response there from Gladys. All right, nice Fly Jams so far. It's Fly Jams Friday. Get your requests in now, 312-981-7200. DJ Luscious Hushes is spinning the tunes. We'll continue being funky and R&B-like and fly after we break here. We got some weather and a couple of commercials, and then we'll be back for more Fly Jams. Get your requests in at 312-981-7200. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center for today, there's a lakeshore flood advisory in effect through 1 a.m. on Saturday. Cloudy early with a chance of few light morning showers. It'll be cool with a high of 52. Wind chills in the 30s, though. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, warmer, high of 64. And tomorrow night will be low in the mid-40s for low. For Easter Sunday, partly cloudy, windy, warm temperatures in the mid-70s and a low of 50. Or Monday, chance of morning showers. A better chance of rain in the afternoon with thunderstorms possible. A cold front in an area could produce large temperature differences between the north and the south. And for Tuesday, cooler, high temps in the upper 50s, and low will be in about 47 degrees. Currently, it's 42 degrees at O'Hare, it's 42 at Midway, 40 at the lakefront right here on 720 WGN. All right, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, more Fly Jams, and Fly Jams Friday continues. 312-981-7200 for your Fly Jam requests. Did Dan Hedaya request this?
No, that was Jambone Johnny.
Jambone Johnny.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of my favorites, and I always makes me think of Blood Simple.
Yeah, that's why I asked if Dan Hedaya requested it. Maybe Francis McDormand wanted to hear it. Yeah, no, and that's the second Coen Brothers song cue that we've used this week.
What was the other one?
Inside Lewin.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. Yeah. Please, Mr. Kennedy.
Yeah.
That's so good.
That's the best. That movie, by the way, is great.
Yeah, I was weeping at the end.
Oh, it is a good, and Oscar Isaac, everybody is so good at it, man. Carrie Mulligan is given some of the best dialogue that she's ever had to utter. I love that movie. I really do.
Watch it all the time.
The one movie that to me is the most underrated Coen Brothers movie of all time, is a movie that I love. My favorite Coen Brothers movie is Barton Fink. That's my favorite. But like right underneath Barton Fink is, in my opinion, is A Serious Man, which is a great, great movie and very Barton Fink-like. It has that same sort of weird, sort of dark tone to it. It's got a crazy ending. But I love that movie.
It's spectacular.
And nobody ever talks about it. You know, when you're talking Coen Brothers, it's always left off the list. So... anyway, all right, it's Fly Jams Friday. Yeah, man, Fly Jams Friday, yeah! Get your requests in, 312-981-7200. Steve Grzanich is coming up with the opening bell. And also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. All right, Luscious Hushes, let's get back to it. We got more requests, right?
Oh, yeah, we got
all
tons.
Right, here we go.
This is Dino requesting Starguard. Which way is up?
From a very funny Richard Pryor movie, Which Way Is Up, in which he plays three different roles. And it's a very funny movie. You know, Richard Pryor's brilliance doing stand-up and, you know, the force of nature that he was on stage was never, ever really captured by the movies that he did. Like, the how great and how funny and how brilliant Richard Pryor was. Was never really captured. It was captured in Blue Collar. That's the only movie that he ever made where you could see what an astonishing performer he was. And Blue Collar, Paul Schrader, an amazing movie, with Richard Pryor's best film performance. But Which Way Is Up came pretty close. Which Way Is Up is a very, very funny movie. And that is a great song. That and you get to hear it a couple of times during the movie. So, all right, who else who's getting funkified?
All right, next is Steve with Got to Get You Into My Life by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay. My favorite Beatles covers. Yeah. We very rarely have a Fly Jams Friday where Earth, Wind, and Fire is not represented. And that, of course, makes sense because they're the greatest. So, hey, speaking of Fly, the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond tomorrow night, Morris Day and the Time and Sheila E. are playing.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I just saw it on Dean's Weekend list on the TV there. Morris Day and the Time and Sheila E. You know, I literally ran into Morris Day.
Yeah,
when we were across the river in the Trib Building, they would sometimes do concerts in Pioneer Court in the summer. They would, you know, block it off and do concerts, and so the Time did a concert, and his green room. They let him use the office. They let him use the green room the Time used the green room in our building. On the first floor, back when we had the first... Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was walking down the hallway to go to the can, and I literally bumped into Morris Day.
Morris Day and the Time.
Yeah. I love those guys. I love those guys. I bumped into Morris Day, and he's... And I'm a little dude. He's littler than me. Morris Day is a little...
Small guy.
Skinny dude, too. But... All right. Let's do a couple more.
All right. This one's coming to us from Bennett. The Business of Funk.
Oh. The finest voice actor in America, ladies and gentlemen. All right, what did he request?
Right, he requested Rose Royce, Make It With You.
Oh, yeah. Bennett, the Business of Funk. You always count on him for something funky on a Friday morning. Okay. All right, Luscious Hushes, just one more. Let's close it out. Friday, Fly Jams Friday.
All right, this one was because of our conversation that we were having all day. This one's in honor of tomorrow coming to us from Scott. It's a little Afro man.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
There you go.
I can't tell you how good it feels to be in a place where I'm playing on a legendary radio station, Afro Man, because I got high.
Yeah. And that is played at the end credits of Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. We'll do it again next week. We got a break here. We got the news coming up next, followed by Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich.